Teodoro Flavel now heads the Whanawari Kaupapa out of Tauranga. The Kaupapa, there's a collective of providers in that rohe, Aroha Mai Cancer Support Services, Kuruwai Aroha Health Centre, the Makatū Health and Social Services, Te Papa Tākaro o Tauranga, Te Rupo Ai Iwi o Tauranga, Charitable Trust, Te Runanga o Ngāti Pikia, Te Wairiki Pūrea Trust and Pōtiri Trust. So that's the collective members of Tauranga Whanawari, and it's one of 15 organisations around the country that are to receive funding for a new solar power initiative, and our Māori houses, particularly those with kaumātua, are to get solar panels. It's a positive concept. Tūturoa's with us from Rotorua today. Tēnā koe, te tukana, Tūturoa, tēnā koe.
Wainatau, nana hi o te ata.
Good to catch up with you again. Solar power is going to be a bigger part of the Māori future, ne?
Oh, I think so. Luckily enough, we're going to sort of delve into that in terms of Whanawari. In my political life, we had an opportunity to visit a couple of places in Marae in particular that have adopted approach to look at more sustainable ways around getting both power, energy and so on, and down the South Island and so on. And other places are starting to turn to this, so it's going to be in a development that clearly the government is heading into, in both looking after housing and even vehicles, as we hear. So, yeah, we're into it.
Tūmaira Charitable, Tūmaira Energy. Tell us about them. This is the Tauranga-based energy solutions company that you've commissioned to do the work for you.
Yeah, well, I think you set out that the government has set out a fund called the Renewable Energy Fund, which is available for Māori and Pacific housing. We're one of 15 organisations that have been approached across the Motu to sort of start this. We're starting with about 14 houses that have been chosen, in particular that have kaumātua and tamariki as a priority, and that are Māori owned and occupied. And that part of that process will be to educate our people about the best way to use these systems so that whānau aren't scared about turning power on and power off. That's an issue about education, about how to use that. So there's a strong emphasis on education for whānau so they can cash in on the full benefits of the solar system. And in Tūmaira Energy, Tauranga-based company have sat alongside us as Te Arawa Whanawari to deliver a wānanga, the first one tomorrow night actually, that hopefully will lead to better awareness about how to use the energy from the sun and the system itself so that we can do a couple of things. Firstly, bring down the power bill. Secondly, to be able to have a sort of a longer-term sustainable period of, or it's a sustainable process, and therefore the cost stays permanently down, and also that is environmentally friendly. So they're a Māori whānau enterprise from Tauranga Moana to supply us with the equipment, and we're pretty pleased to be sitting next to them because they've chosen a sort of a tikanga approach to renewable energy, which will be appreciated by our whānau.
So the wānanga is being held tomorrow night. I'm hoping delivered in layman's terms too, because solar energy and the likes, not in the normal thinking sort of kaupapa for most of us. Can you store it and sell it back to the grid as well, Tūturoa, if you're making more energy than you're using?
I'm not too sure about that, Dale. I mean, those are probably things that I need to go along to the workshop and have a think about. But I do know that, a couple of years ago, I was lucky enough to go across to the Chathams and see that there are people, you know, who live in pretty isolated areas set up with TPK some solar panels across their land. This kaumātua who was there was really... He was still cooking his toast and boiling the jug off the gas burner. He was too scared to use the power grid and the power pack, even though it was fully charged, and he charged it every day, just scared to use it. So, you know, the education process is hugely important. And if you can, in fact, you know, cash in off the benefits from getting, you know, bring the power down, but also providing into the grid, or even more importantly, being self-sustainable, then obviously everybody wins. So that's the goal. It's going to take a bit of time. And as I say, it sort of seems a little bit insignificant. Only 14 households in Rotorua here that will benefit from this. But the hope, of course, is that once we roll it out, that we can start picking up other whānau, and in particular, angle it very much at those who are susceptible to things around health and you know, the cold conditions and housing that we suffer at the moment, because our immediate reaction is to grab a blanket. Hopefully, using solar energy allows us to cash in off the benefits that are actually natural, come from Ranginui e Tune and Papa Tūnuku e Taku Tune. That's the goal, and hopefully share this pūtea around for other whānau.
Kia ora te rito. Economies of scale, I mean, if it's proven to be successful, what chance of it rolling out? And, you know, the old kaupapa too, the more you buy, the less the price. So do you think that we could band together, Māori, really get into this one?
I would hope so. I mean, the government, as I say, has set aside this fund called the Renewable Energy Fund for Māori and Pacific Housing, and public housing, sorry. So you kind of like to think that having set up a fund, that it's not one of those drop it out and then leave it there, and once it's gone, end of story. I mean, there's huge benefits to be had off the back of this project, and the hope will be that having trialed it, if you want to put it that way, for some 14 houses at least in Te Arawa, and there's 15 other places around the country, or 15 other providers actually, that are doing the same project around the country. You'd hope that it can be rolled out, especially right here and right now, as the country feels a bit of a blast, a polar blast, and feeling the cold very much throughout the country.
Kapon, good to catch up with you again. From the chair's perspective of Te Arawa Whānau Order, where do you see the organisation going? How are you hoping to direct and steward it forward?
Well, we've just taken on a new CEO, and the last CEO was, we've had three wonderful CEOs in the past who built the organisation up from very humble beginnings, as we did with Whānau Order. The hope will be, of course, that we can go even bigger and pick up on things that are coming through from initiatives like the Māori Health Authority. I mean, we're a collective of about 10 organisations at the moment, small and larger, and what we try to do is be able to give them support, as well as offering services straight from Whānau Order, from the commissioning agency in Auckland, of which John Tamihere is the lead. So we're hoping to be able to get into these sorts of areas that don't sort of necessarily fit with a social or health provider, but they are sort of there or thereabouts. And I think the big connect here is that, which is Whānau Order has always been on about, is that, you know, warming up the house isn't just about that. It actually, the outcomes will be hopefully around health outcomes, better health outcomes, so that tamariki don't go to school, and our pakeke don't get continually have to go to the doctor to pay out the doctor's fee, which then rolls into more money being used on preventative measures rather than dealing with the issue rather than preventative measures. You know, the hope will be that, as we have, is dealing with this, looks after the pakeke, those who might have health issues around, I don't know, things like bronchitis, and so on, and tamariki are able to get to school. I mean, the benefits are wide-ranging, which is what whānau has always been about, and don't just box up things around just educational outcomes. We've got to think wider and think how best to use the resource that we have.